we're starting on Tezvav and Aleph, 8 lines down. The last word in the line is Amar Le Ravina, the Rav. Ravina said to Rav, Chosimar Haitub Rabban Dasmar Rav. Did you see that Talmud Chacham that came from Eretz Tov, Amar Mishain Lomayim Lerchos Yadav, anybody who doesn't have any water to wash his hands, Mekanech Yadav Ba'afar B'Torah B'Kasmis, he is allowed to wipe his hands on top of dirt or a rock or on top of twigs. He could wipe his hands on anything else. So if there's no water, Amar Le Shaper Komar. Said Rav back, yeah, he said, good. Miksiv Erchatz B'Mayim, does it say I have to wash with water? Bin in Kayun Ksiv, it says you should wash in cleanliness. Kol Midi Menaki, anything that cleanses. Dal Rechis, the light, Amanda Mahadar, Amayid, Be'idin Tzlusa. Rechis used to curse people that would go after water at the time of Tefillah. They would miss Zman Tefillah in order to go wash their hands. Just wash it on whatever you can. Hanimila Krishma, it's for Krishma, it's Tefillah Mahadar, but for Tefillah, everybody agrees you got to get water. Bad Kamad Karpas, you got to go up until 4 miles to go get four mil, which is really 4 mil, it's 2 miles, right, to be able to get water. Hanimila Kameh, that's in front of him. If it's on his way, Avalachore, if it's out of his way, if he'll mill in Ocholzer, he doesn't have to go back for more than a mil, that's a half a mile. Omina, milhudin Ocholzer, Pachos mil Ocholzer, if it's less than a mil away, then you have to go back for it. For us, we're momish babies. If you can wash your hands, it's always best to wash your hands. You're going to have water anywhere around you. If you have it within a half a mile of where you are, and really that's a distance of a total of 8 minutes. If it's 8 minutes away that you can get water, you have to try to get water, and that's the idea behind it. I don't like the people that like wipe their hands on a table and they think that's good enough. Mishnah. Hakor Yishma V'lo Yishma Elzno Yotze. If somebody reads Shema and he can't hear it, he's still Yotze. Rabbi Yosef V'lo Yotze. Rabbi Yosef says you're not Yotze. You have to be able to hear it with your ears. Karvelo Dikta B'Yosef Yotze. Let's say a person reads it and he's not medactic in the letters. He doesn't say the letters all properly. Rabbi Yosef V'lo Yotze. Rabbi Yosef says you're still Yotze. Rabbi Yudah V'lo Yotze. Rabbi Yudah says no, you're not going to be Yotze. It sounds like the beginning of the mission, the one that said that if you don't hear it, you're still Yotze. That's Rabbi Yehuda as well. So we got Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi arguing. In the first case, Rabbi Yossi is the one that says you're not Yotze. In the second case, Rabbi Yossi is the one that says you're Yotze. Akrilam, if you read the parshas out of order, you're not Yotze. Karvatal, if you read it and then you make a mistake, you should go back to the place where you made a mistake and start from there. Says the Gemara. My time at Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi in the first case where he says that you don't have to hear it? Mishnu Siv Shema, that you have to hear it. I'm sorry, they have to hear it. Mishnu Siv Shema. Hashmei Loz Nechama Shatum Otsim Pihicha. It says the word Shema. You got to hear with your ears that which came out of your mouth. So you got to actually hear it. No. The Tanakhama says we already learned this up above. Shema could be any language that you want to hear it from. That's what we had in Yud Gimel Aleph. Rabbi Yossi, what about Rabbi Yossi? Tarti Shema Mino. Yeah, I could learn two things from it. Number one, you could say it in any language. Number two, you got to hear yourself actually say it. Tanakhama, we learned over there in a Mishnah. A deaf person who can speak but he can't hear anything. Lo Yitrim is not allowed to take truma. Being tolerant truma, also truma, but if he takes truma, it counts. How do we know that this? So who's the Tana that says that a cherish can do a bidiyaved? He can't hear, so he can do a bidiyaved. He can take off truma bidiyaved, but not lechachilu. Marachiz Rabbi Yosi. It's Rabbi Yosi. Did not according Shema Velishma Lozo Yatzu Bidiyaved Rabbi Yuda. Rabbi Yosi Meliyotza. Right. He says that if you read Shema, not able to hear with your ears, you're Yotze according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze. I come like Rabbi Yossi, lo Yotze, lagavi Kriyash Ma, d'oraisa. The only reason why Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze, if you don't hear with your ears, is because it's Kriyash Ma, and it's d'oraisa. Well, Truma, Mishum, Brachu. Truma is only an issue of a Brachu, Brachu to Rabbanan. The bracha is only an issue mid rabbana below the bracha talia milsa, and therefore it's not tali in bracha. Therefore, he would say b'diavad it works. So by kriyashma it doesn't work. Rabbi Yossi says, but by truma it would work because it's only mid rabbana. My Rabbi Yossi, wait a second. How do you know it's Rabbi Yossi? Don't Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Rabbi Yudav, Amar Gabi Kriyashma, not B'diyavid and L'chachil Olo. And even by Kriyashma, he says B'diyavid, right, it works. L'chachil, you shouldn't do it. So when Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says that you're Yotze, what he means by Yotze is Midu Rabbanan. Right, he means mida rabbanan, but lechachilu you shouldn't do it. Teta katani hakorei, you should even give a proof to that because it says the word hakorei es shema. It sounds like b'diavad in lechachilu lo. So maybe the author of this is saying it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, it only works b'diavad, and Rabbi Yossi would say it would never work. Amihai teta katani hakorei lo diachak kol Rabbi Yossi do amar d'diavad nami lo. No. The only reason why it says hakorei is not to tell you that b'diavad it works according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's to tell you that Rabbi Yossi says it wouldn't work even b'diavad. He Rabbi Yehuda feel lechachilu nami yotze because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds lechachilu it's going to be fine. Therefore, that b'raisa of truma, which only works to rabbanan, if it works d'oraisa and your yotze lechachila, even d'oraisa by a d'oraisa, for sure yotze lechachila by d'rabbanan. So the author of the b'raisa of truma cannot be Rabbi Yehuda; it's got to be Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, Mayu Kimta. How are you establishing it right now? Rabbi Yossi, you're saying that Truma is Rabbi Yossi. Valahaditani, we'll get another Braisa, a third case, let's call it. A person should not bench to himself, but if he does, so he's Yotze, money. Who could that be? Now, benching is for sure a Del Raisa. And he's saying, B'dievet, you're Yotze, money. Lo Rabbi Yossi, lo Rabbi Yehuda. Can't be Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Lechachila, Ami Yotze. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, Lechachila, you're going to be Yotze. You said, Lechachila is Yotze by Shema. Lechachila is Yotze by Truma, right? So it can't be him, because why would Berachos Mazon be b'diavad? You Rabbi Yossi b'diavad nami lo. According to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't even work b'diavad because it's a del raisa, right? Del raisas don't work b'diavad. b'di'avid like the Mishnah of Shema, right? And only by Truma, which is Dorabanan, you're going to be yotze b'di'avid. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, b'di'avid now in l'chachilo. So he's got to say it's Rabbi Yehuda because we don't have a choice now. It works b'di'avid, not l'chachilo. Haldetani, Rabbi Yehuda, v'reid v'reshem ben Pazi. Now we have case number four. We have Rabbi Yehuda, the son of v'reshem ben Pazi, not related to our Rabbi Yehuda. Our Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Herishim v'avid in Shamei Ashton l'chachilo. A person who's mute, who can speak, but he cannot hear. A deaf person who can speak, but cannot hear. Torn lechachilo. He can take off truma lechachilo. Money. Who can that be? Lo Rabbiuda, Lo Rabbiosi. It can't be Rabbiuda or Rabbiosi, right? Because e Rabbiuda, Amar Bidiyavid, lechachilo lo. If it's Rabbiuda, you just said that it only works Bidiyavid. Bidiyavid, he can bench. Bidiyavid, he can read Kriyashma. And Bidiyavid, he can take off truma. Right? E Rabbi Yosi, Omar Bidi Avinamilo. But if it's Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says it doesn't work at all. Neither by Truma, nor by benching, nor by Kriyashma. El Olam, Rabbi Yuda Vafi Lechachilinami. It must be Rabbi Yuda again, and it must be that he holds it Lechachil, you can do it. You don't have to do it out loud. Velokasha, Videha, the Rabbe. And really, there's his opinion, there's Rabbi's opinion. His Rabbi's opinion. It's not Rabbi Yuda, Mishum Rabbi Lozman Azariah. Rabbi Yuda quotes Rabbi Lozman Azariah. Kori Ashma, Tzari Sheshmila Osno. If you read Shema, then you have to hear it with your ears. Shema, Shema, Alkin, Shema, Yisrael, Shema, Alkin, Shema, Chod. Sounds like B'di'eved, right, you got to hear it, but l'chachila, you do not need to hear it. So Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad, ends up leaning over there. And that's that. So Rabbi Yehuda says, his Rebbe says, B'di'eved in, he himself would say, l'chachila. So that b'raisa that you just brought up of Torim l'chachila is going to be Rabbi Yehuda. The other b'raisa says, B'di'eved, that's going to be his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar Nazari. Amalei Remeir, the Remeir said to him, it's the end of that mission over there. How are you, Omer Hashem, Nochim, Tzavacha, Yom Alavachash, Achar, Kavanas, Lev, Hinin, Dvarim. It really goes after Kavana, and therefore, don't worry about anything, even if you don't hear it with your ears, you're going to be perfectly fine. Hashar, Tisla, Achib, and the Gemara says, now that you just brought up Remeir, I feel to him, Rabbi Yehuda, Karabi, Sirele. You can say Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rabbi. Elokasha, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda. One is going to be Rabbi Yehuda, one's going to be Remeir. Remeir is going to say the Yotzi Lechachila. Rabbi Yehuda is one that says that it only works B'di'eved. So now we got three different opinions. We got Rabbi Yossi that's saying you're not even Yotzi B'di'eved. We have Remeir saying that you're going to be Yotzi Lechachila. And we have Rabbi Yehuda saying that you're only Yotzi B'di'eved. And those are the three opinions over here. And that's good. No, we end up answering all of our brises. Tanakh has when we learn over there in a mission. I'll Kokshem, Likrus, Megillachus, Mecherishot, Vakatan. Three lines off of the bottom. Everybody is kosher to read Megillah, except for a Cherish Otev HaKatan. A Cherish is a deaf mute, right? That's not the deaf person that we had up above, who was Medaber Veino Shomea. This is a deaf mute, completely. It's almost like a Shota. A Shota is another person who we say cannot even go to the Shuk to get you something to eat. And a Katan, and a little kid, Reb Yehuda Machshav HaKatan. Reb Yehuda says, a Katan could read the Megillah Matan, a Cherish Yehuda Yehuda Amilo. Who's the Tana that says that even a Cherish cannot even do a Bidi Yehud? Amar Avasna, Reb Yossi he. So Reb Masna says, that's Reb Yossi. Dinan HaKoresh Mavalu Shemel Ozna Yatid Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, if you don't hear it with your ears, you're Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Malo Yotze. Rabbi Yossi says, you're not even Yotze B'di'eved. So if we're saying that a Cherish B'di'eved Namilo, that's got to be Rabbi Yossi. Neither Rabbi Yossi B'di'eved Namilo. Wait a second. How do you know it's Rabbi Yossi? And he's saying B'di'eved Namilo. Dilma Rabbi Yudi, V'lechachil Hudlo, how B'di'eved Shaper Dami. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, and he's saying, L'chachil, you shouldn't do it that way, but B'di'eved, it works. Lo No. It can't be that it works, B'di'eved. We had a Shota and a Katan in that Mishnah. Ma Shota V'Katan B'di'eved Namilo. By a Shota and Katan, for sure, it doesn't even work, B'di'eved. Av Cherish B'di'eved Namilo. So to a Cherish cannot be a case of B'di'eved. So wait a second, we say, maybe each one is on his own, right? Well, maybe, you know, by a Shota and Katan, we say that you're not even Yotze B'di'eved, by a Cherish it is, and it's really Rabbi Yehuda. Wait a second, you can't say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Katan. The end of that Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir B'Katan. Echlal the Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda. There's no way it could be Rabbi Yehuda in the Reisha. That's pretty obvious, and that should answer the question right there. So the Gemara says, no, maybe Dilma Kula Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. V'Trei Gavni Katan. There's two types of Katan. V'Chazur Machshir B'Katan. And there's something missing in the Mishnah. You got to read it like this. Hakol Sharon Likros and Megillah. Everybody is kosher to read the Megillah except for a Cheresh. And here's the deal right now. L'chachila, a Cheresh can't read, but B'di'eved he could. A Shoita and a Katan cannot read at all. But the Katan that can't read at all is a Katan that has not yet reached Chinuch. But a Katan that has reached Chinuch, even L'chachila is kosher, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Machshav HaKatan. Rabbi Yehuda's Machshav HaKatan. This is such an interesting din. Again, so it would be Cheresh is Yotze B'di'eved. Could be read the Megillah B'di'eved. Shaita cannot read at all, even B'di'eved doesn't work. And a Katan Shaloi Gila Chinuch doesn't work at all. And a Katan Shigila Chinuch works Lechatchila. What an unbelievable way of looking at the Mishnah. So, Mayu Kimta, how do you just establish that Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda B'di'eved in Lechatchila lo. You said it works B'di'eved. Elohatan Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Pazi Yecherish Rabbi No Shemayatom in Lechatchila. A Cherish that can speak, but cannot be Shomeya Tom Lechatchila. Oh. I just realized that the Cherish up above has to be referring to a Cherish that is not a deaf mute, because obviously if he was mute, he wouldn't be able to read the Megillah. So obviously we're talking about a deaf person who is not mute. But let's go on. Rabbi Yehuda Shimon ben Pazi, Cherish medaber veino shomea. If he's a Cherish that can speak, that cannot hear, Torah lechachila is allowed to take off truma lechachila. Money. There can't be Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda b'diavad not l'chachila. Because you just said that a cherish is b'diavad not l'chachila. Rabbi Yossi b'diavad namilo. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't work at all. Am I Rabbi Yehuda b'afil l'chachila namilo? Allah haratani lo v'rachodim b'rachos mazal b'liv v'mberach yatza. Right? What about this case of benching? You're not able to bench your heart. If you bench that way, you're yotze b'diavad. Money lo Rabbi Yehuda lo Rabbi Yossi. Can't be Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda is saying l'chachila yotze. And Rabbi Yossi says even b'diavad you're not. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afila Chachila Nami, Rabbi Yossi Amar Afila B'Di'evet Nami Lo, La'olam, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, the Gemara, it's really got to be Rabbi Yehuda Afila Chachila Nami, maybe it does work L'Chachila, but L'Kasha Adidah the Rabbi, like we said above, one is his Rabbi Zani, or Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Lozman Azari, Kor Shema Sor Shema Lozno Sor Shinamar, Shema Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Lozman Azari, somebody who reads Shema needs to hear it with his ears, as it says, Shema Yisrael, so B'Di'evet. So we say, so again, so he's got to hear it, so it sounds like it works. Even without Hashat Yizrahi, even if Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rabbi, and therefore it's only working B'di'evet, Lakasha, I'll be Rabbi Yehuda, Ha-Rameir, L'chachilu will be Rameir, and B'di'evet will be Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi would say you're not even Yotzi B'di'evet. Okay, beautiful. So Amar of Chista, Amar of Shiloh, Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Rishim Rilavs Menazari, Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, Utsricha. The Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Lozman Azari, that you're Yotzi B'di'evet. The Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, and we need both cases. Now, let's explain. If you would just teach me the Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, I would think maybe that's even L'chachila, you need to do something. Maybe Yotzi even L'chachila, if you don't hear it. Nope, the Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Lozman Azari, that it's only B'di'evet. I would think you need to do something, but you have no way of doing it, so therefore you can't do it that way. That it works B'di'evet. Okay, so in all those cases, the cherish works b'di'evet. Amar Rav Yosef, machlok is b'kriyah shma v'shar mitzvah tivriya kol yatza. The machlok is only regarding kriyah shma. But in other words, whether or not you can read it out loud, etc., and hear it without you hearing yourself. V'shar mitzvah tivriya kol yatza. Everybody agrees you're not yotze d'chsiv haskes u'shma Yisrael. Yisrael has to hear it. Wait a second, if you don't say Berchus HaMazon out loud, you're still Yotze. I said every other mitzvah, you got to hear it. Right, the Machlug is only by Kriya Shema, which says Shema Yisrael, whether Yotze B'di'evet, L'Chachil, etc. B'Shar Mitzvah, Tiver, Kol Yotze. By any other mitzvah, like benching, every other degree is your Yotze. V'Ksiv HaSkes Shema Yisrael, Hol B'Divrei Torah. That's regarding Divrei Torah. So even though it says HaSkes Shema Yisrael, that everybody has to hear it, it's only by Divrei Torah. Now, it's interesting. It says Divrei HaKol Yotze. Obviously, it can be Divrei HaKol because Rabbi Yossi said you're not Yotze even B'di'evet. So one would say, obviously, this means Divrei HaKol is in all agree regarding Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Okay, Karavil Dikdiv Yossi Yosea, we got to the Judas Amr, Rabbi Tevye, Rabbi Yosha, Allah Kedivir Shneim, L'Hakel. We hold like both Shitas to be Makel. So in other words, when it comes to not hearing yourself, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to not being Medakni Yosios, we hold like Rabbi Yossi, we could be Makel. Amr, Rabbi Tevye, Rabbi Yosha, Maidachsiv Shlosh, Heina, Losis, Bana, Sha'ov, Otarechem, etc. What does it mean when the Pasuk says there are three things that will never be satisfied and four that say never enough? Okay, we're not going to go through all the things that are there, but Sha'ol is the grave, but Otarechem, barren women, right? And also a land that won't take in moisture. That's the third one in that pasuk over there. And there are another four, etc. What in the world does the grave have to do with the womb? Just like the womb, something goes in, the zera goes in, umotzi, and the baby comes out. Afsha also to the grave, machnis, right? People go in to the grave, umotzi, and eventually there'll be tichias meis and lo kama, v'lo devar kava chomer. And it's going to be even a bigger kava chomer. Ma rechem shmechzu v'chashoi. When the zera goes in, it happens quietly, silently, motzi amim no kolikolos, and when the baby comes out, there's a lot of noise going on, sha'ol, in the grave, shmechzu v'kolikolos, people are crying and screaming when the person is buried, eno din shmotzi amim no kolikolos. Then when tichias meis happens, there's going to be way bigger noise, and everything's going to happen. Tichias meis is going to be awesome. Mikan shuvel omrin tchias meis on the Torah. Those who say there's no tchias meis on the Torah, you can prove it from this pasuk over here. In mishle sh'ol v'otzerechen. Now, two dots. Tani Rabbi Yosha, kamei Rava. By the way, notice over here. Everybody agreed that there is tchias meisim. Those that say ein tchias meisim in a Torah, that there's nothing in the Torah for tchias meisim, this proves that there is tchias meisim on the Torah. Two dots. Tani Rabbi Yosha, kamei Rava. Rabbi Yosha learned in front of Rava. Huchsavtam. So the pasuk says huchsavtam v'zos v'sach v'sharach. You should write it on there. Whatever. Akol v'ksav afil tavos. Everything must be written down, even the commands, meaning even though it says ukshartam, uksavtam, etc., those have to be written down as well. Amalei, Damar Lachamani, who said that? Rabbi Yehudi, Damar Gavei Sota, Alos Ksiv, Tavos Eino Kosev. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says by Sota, you write down the oaths for the Sota, but you don't write down the commands to write down the oaths. That you don't have to write down on the piece of paper that they end up, you know, swallowing, etc., and putting in the water. B'chazim Ruxiv, B'chazav Ose Eila, over there it says you write down the oaths. Avachat Ziv, uksavtam, it says you write them, Afil Tavos Nami, since it says uksavtam, tom, it seems like a ksav tomim, it has to be a complete ksav. Therefore, you got to write the tzavos as well. Wait a second, hold on. Do you think the Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning as why you write the alos, but you don't write the tzavos is because of a ksav? No, the reason why is because it says alos. You only write down the alos. Therefore, the commands don't get written down. It has nothing to do with the word v'chosav. No. We need to say this, that by Shema, you write down everything. Why? Because I would think maybe you should learn a gzera shava of kosav, right? It said maybe we should learn ksivim mehasam, mahasam alos in tavos lo. Just like by sota, there's only the os that you write down, but you don't write down the commands of halchanam in tavos lo. Maybe over here as well, we don't write down the commands, right? So kosav rachmanu uch savtam afilu tavos. That's why the pasuk says uch savtam, that you got to even write down the tavos, the commands themselves. Awesome. We got to the judats. Ten rivo vadi kamei rava avlimadatam shelamudchatam. When it says vlimadatam osam es benei, you should teach them to your children, you should have your learning be simple. You should have a space in between the things that are stuck, and that means it has to be read in such a way where you can see every letter simply. And therefore, there has to be space. You cannot attach any letters to each other. Anu Rava Basrei, right? Rava says, you can say this, and not only attach, but also when you're reading, kigon al levavecha, al levavchem, bechol levavecha, bechol levavchem, Esev Bisodcha, Vavaratem Mehira, Haknaf, Pasil, and Eschem Me'eretz. And all of those examples over there, we have 8 examples. You have to make sure there's a Revach ben Edvik, and when you read them, right, there has to be a space in between. So not just when you're writing them, but also when you're reading them out loud. Right, great Goyin, who was the Rosh Hashiva at the times of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's kids. Anybody who reads Kriya Shema and is medactic in the osios, in the letters of Kriya Shema, we cool down Gehenim for him. That even if the person has to go to Hanim, it will be cooled down because he read Kriya Shema properly. Shnamar, V'fares Shakai Malachim, when Kadosh Baruch Hu scatters the kings, bat hashleig b'tzalmon, there will be brightening in the darkness. Al tukuv b'farish, ela b'farish, when he's mefarish, the letters of creation. Al tukuv b'tzalmon, ela b'tzalmavis, when he goes in the shadow of death. Amr v'chamer chenina, laman ismucho alim, lenecholim. Why is the pasuk, why in by Balak, is Ohel written right next to a Nachal? Ohel is a tent, Nachal is a wadi. Dixiv kenecholim, that's how you get kaginos ale nahar, like the necholim, like the wadis are planted in the ground, like these ginos on top of the river. Kolim nato, like these tents that are planted on the ground, just like Nechalim, wadis, these little rivers, they allow a person to get from Tami to Tahor, right? So too, when it comes to Ohel of Torah, right, it brings a person from Kafcho Lechavsko, so you become a better person by learning Torah in that way. We'll stop right here. We're 5 lines down on Tes Zion Amud Aleph.